Welcome back to the Team DCU podcast, the podcast where you can learn more about the DCU experience from current students. My name is Sinead McCrohan, and today I'm joined by Enda Owens, who is a third year sports science and health student. Enda, how's the form?
Not too bad yet, getting there.
Absolutely, in the new year. Things still January, we're recording this and it feels like January's been 7 weeks.
It feels like April
at this stage. That long. Looking forward to hearing more about sports science and health. We get a lot of queries about this course from people who love sports, people who love science, not sure what they want to do. So we'll crack into that. But if we can cast your mind back to when you were, life before DCU, a prospective student, how did you land upon sports science and health as an interest, or just DCU in general?
Yeah, so number one, I would have played a lot of sports as a kid, sporty family and all that. Mm-hmm. Hurling GA was the place I loved my running, loved my cycling. I would have probably, and a lot of my friends and myself, we would have kind of hit hard times with regards to mental health and things like that. So I went to my guys and counselors and said, look, I'm looking to do psychology of some sort. Mm-hmm. And I'm dyslexic, I don't like reading, I hate reading. So he kind of said, look, I know you don't like reading, you're probably not going to want to be doing psychology. So yeah. He says, do psychology with something, do educational psychology, applied psychology, sports psychology. And I go, sports psychology, that sounds great. Mm-hmm. So that was one kind of reason why I said, let's go do that. The other reason would have been my cousin actually sitting around, I'm sure every 6 year now has sat around at a Christmas dinner table and been asked by all their aunties, oh lads, what are you going to do?
What are you doing?
Where do you think you go? And my cousin says to me, she's about 2 or 3 years older than me, she goes, just make up something. Give them an answer and shut them up, right? So I go, sports science. That was my answer at the time. Yeah. And then whatever, I ended off doing it. But I was just saying, look, sports science, and just shut them up. Because
yeah.
It was probably the name of it.
Easy way, yeah.
It's easy way.
They just want to hear something.
Yeah, and then you're not giving the whole spiel like to them, you know. So
yeah.
That's kind of, so that they were the two reasons why I picked it. And then I had no clue. I wanted to be a pilot. I wanted to be a woodworker. I wanted to do everything. Like, I just wanted to do anything. I still do want to do anything.
Yeah.
So I suppose this course had a lot of variety in it. And I went variety, more choices. I'm not close into one career. I'm not, you know, and like that. So I just was like, that's the one I'll go for. So that was kind of the thought process behind doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then once I got into it, you know, I started to enjoy different modules. You see different things, you just get different opportunities, you run towards them and see where it takes you, really. That's kind of what I'm doing now. I've no real set plan. I'm just,
yeah, that's the way to do it, though. They say that people graduating now will have between 12 and 15 jobs in their life.
Yeah.
It's not really just a job for life. Even, say, a teacher or a nurse, where it's a prescribed career. People are changing around or moving into different areas constantly. So in terms of this course, so you landed in sports science and health. Really, the essence of this is it's a sports science degree.
Yes.
So expand on that.
It's Bachelor's of Science.
Mm-hmm.
But people see sports and they love the idea, let's study sports, and you will, most definitely you will study sports, but it's science. You know, a lot of people don't like the Leaving Cert because you're studying stuff you don't like.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going into the sport and if you're going into this course and thinking it's going to be sport, you're going to go into the first semester and be right back at the Leaving Cert studying stuff you don't want to study.
Yeah,
it is a science degree. You know, physics, chemistry, physiology, psychology, all those hard sciences are going to be there for the first semester, and they're going to be propagating everything you do, and you know, all that critical thinking will back up everything you do. Mm-hmm. Throughout the course. What do I say? I say not hating science is more important than liking sport for this degree. Absolutely. I know people who wanted to do theoretical physics,
mm-hmm,
and landed in this course because it was a science degree. They didn't have the points for theoretical physics. It was a science degree, it was a bit sport orientated, they were decent, they liked their gym or whatever, and they
an
went
interest,
for it, you know.
Yeah.
So it is a science degree.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big thing. Because if not, like, I know a lot of people who drag themselves through the first semester there in first year, and just like a lot of people, like, they just lost faith in the whole thing.
Yeah.
But it is science, it is chemistry, it is physics, it's not even that complicated.
Yeah.
Like, if you just stick with it, follow it, you'll get there. There's, mm-hmm, the Maths Learning Centre in the library. They stick on grinds if you need it. They have loads of support there for you if you need it. It's not that complex.
Yeah.
It's Newtonian mechanics. Like, we don't even go into calculus,
mm-hmm,
you know, and most science courses would. So we don't really go into calculus. With the chemistry, it's like isomers. It's not that complicated.
Yeah.
If I was in my leaving cert again, I'd advise people to do their chemistry. It's the one that stuck to me the most. Mm-hmm. I did chemistry. It just connects the physics and the biology. And you just know it.
It could help going in, or even if someone is concerned about maths, higher level isn't a requirement. So you come in and you know, as Enda said, there's help there for you, and there's tutorials and the lectures are there to support you. And another important point you mentioned is the subjects. In every prospectus, and especially the DCU, and we actually have the subjects that you're studying every year, take a look at that, because you could go in blind to a course just reading the title. The title is surface level. You've got to dig deeper to see each year what you're going to study. So I have the prospectus here with me. Year three, you have the option to do an intra placement for a few months. And that's kind of DCU's niche point, I would say, is that we offer a lot of internships kind of incorporated into the course. So you're technically on your intra at the minute, and those couple of months. How is that going for you?
It's good fun. You know, working in sport, it's always the dream to be working with sports teams. You know, you grow up as a kid, you're playing sports, and you're going, is there a job in this?
Yeah.
So it is good fun. What I'm currently doing, I'm doing video analysis and stat taking for hockey clubs.
Mm-hmm.
Which is good fun. You go out, you video the game, you know, through any weather conditions, which is always fun. And
especially in Ireland.
Yeah, especially in Ireland. You know, you always have the rain jackets and rain trousers in your pocket, and you know, go out and then you bring it home, spend a couple of hours analysing the game and go on again. The intro, a lot of people will launch a reputation off that, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I know people who are international, working in the international scene now, because they launched their career off the intro, the experience they got a good name in the intro, and they go from there, and they go from there.
Yeah.
Strength to strength, and on you go. I think I said this just before we came on about the jobs. So the intro helps massively with that, because there'd be no way you're getting in without, you know, if you just walked in and say, hey, I want to be a video analyst, they're not, you know,
they don't know anything about you.
The intro gets you in the door. It's brilliant like that, and the connections that the lecturers have in the School of Human Health and Performance is brilliant. With the jobs, that area of video analysis and things like that, that's kind of stuff you go in, it's all based off your reputation and your skills. Everything's based off that. Your qualifications, they help, but it's your skills and reputation. You've got to graft, you've got to build up your skills, build up your reputation, go out, you know, talk to people, nearly talk yourself up a little bit, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
Faking it till you make it, you know, and that's just the way it is. It's the same with all those strength and conditioning and nutrition. Those industries are massive now, flooded with people doing it. You really just got to go out and work hard. Bit of your business, kind of talk about you, you know, talk your
sell
way
yourself
in, sell yourself and
your abilities.
Exactly,
yeah.
And talk your way in, get your master's while you're doing it. But realistically, if you want to work in those areas, you really got to work. What I'm kind of saying is, you don't get sports science and walk into a job, you know.
Yeah,
you got to
put
masters
in the effort. And
exactly.
I think this phrase always comes with a pinch of salt, but it's not what you know, it's who you know a lot of the time.
Yeah.
And a lot of these industries, you've got to have some experience there to get your foot in the door.
It's more experience rather than who you know in this.
Yeah.
Of course, you'll get the job out of someone saying your name or something, but it's...
And you make connections.
But it's really the skills and the experience you have, which you're not going to get in the course, because the course takes you to a big range of everything. The reason why you choose it, you know, you're doing biomechanics, injury and illness, anatomy, physiology, anything, right? Coaching. So you're going from everywhere. You're going to use very little of that when you go into an intro.
Yeah, there's no job that's going to cover all of those subjects you've learned in first and second year.
So you kind of have to go off and find those skills yourself and learn the coding language, learn any of that, go out and do it yourself.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
It's nice you have those options, because a lot of students come in, say from sixth year or a PLC or a mature student, with very limited knowledge of this industry, and they might have an idea of what they want to do, but then they learn something completely different, and then it's okay, I got to rethink my 10-year plan now to divert.
Oh, don't go into this with a plan. Don't.
Yeah.
Go into it and say, I'll take any opportunity that comes my way and just go with it.
Yeah.
Because if you come in here with a plan, I guarantee you there will be, first of all, there'll be everyone who's doing that right. Let's say you want to be a nutritionist. There'll be all the nutritionists hiding the information from you, stopping you getting to the top.
Yeah.
And then, you know, so you have to go out and find that information yourself. And that's what the course does. It shows you that's where the information is. We're not going to tell it to you because this is so competitive, but that's where it is. Go find
it. Go forth.
Go forth. Go look for it, you know. And that's why a lot of the assignments on the course are all about, you know, information synthesis, you know, finding the journal, finding the right academic paper, to put into it
for what you're researching.
And it's weird because you're looking at stuff like biomechanics and you're going, you know, why am I writing a paper in biomechanics? And, you know, when, no, I should be down in the studio looking at people's forces going through their legs and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But no, the reason why you're doing that is because when you go out and work, you got to know where to get the information to inform your biomechanical choices and how you train athletes and things like that. So that's more what the course is about. It's about finding, using critical thinking and research to find the information that you're going to use then in the job that you're going to go to.
Yeah, and those transferable skills that go across every job. Because as you said, this is a massive industry that you're trying to cover in 3 or 4 years.
Yeah,
which is,
you're not doing it like...
No, next to impossible. So you kind of mentioned this earlier, Enda. So the end of the course, 4 years, you've got this broad base of knowledge. You might have done an internship. What are the sort of options?
Okay.
Some people doing further study, some people trying something else.
Well, everyone should go further study.
Yeah.
Everyone. I would say out of the 40 people who go in, I would say at least 35, if not more, will go for masters.
Yeah.
And they'll have to, because as I say, this degree just shows you how to gain a skill, not gives you the skills.
Hmm.
Then, so with regards to what masters you choose and what career path you take, I see it as kind of two options.
Mm-hmm.
The first option is that kind of qualification based 9-to-5 steady pay job, you know, that type of master's. So people go into primary education masters, the PME, physiotherapy, the, you know, that type of route. You got the job, you work your way through, you end off on
end
the
result
wage.
Yeah,
simple as. The second is a bit more complex. So the second one is an industry where it's all based off your experience, like we were saying, about your reputation, about your skills that you have, and you kind of have to work hard. It's so competitive. And you have to go out and work hard and find what qualifications you can do, find the information. You know, everyone's trying to hide from you to try and get the contract or whatever with a sports club or whatever.
Mm.
So that industry is highly competitive. And a lot of people who are leaving the course on that, they'll go off and pursue a master's maybe at night time or something like that, just so they can get a job in research. Or like, I even hear people who do jobs in banks while they're working with as a sports economist for this athlete and that athlete, because that's not going to pay your bills. But
yeah, it might be bank, as regular. Yeah,
I think the way it was put to me was like the bank or the job in research or academics, that'll pay your bills. And then the athlete you're working with in sports ecology or nutritionist or whatever, that's going to buy you the clothes and get you on the holiday, right?
Yeah,
that's kind of how it's pitched, and that's the reality of it. What I will say, we were told first week of the course, of the 40 people who go into the course and quite possibly graduate, about 8 will end off in elite sports.
Mm-hmm.
So that title there, sports science and health, that health is a massive part of this course.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going to be learning cardiovascular physiology with Niall Moynagh, you know, a very famous kind of lecturer. That's all really, really important.
Mm-hmm.
Understanding what type of drugs people are taking and how can we prescribe exercise as a drug to improve their quality of life and things like that. So that's a massive part of it that by all means we have to go into. Everyone sees that sport, and everyone on the course now, they would all love to, you know, go to Liverpool FC and train, you know, top class players.
Yeah.
The fact of the matter is you probably go for health. And the other thing is, usually when you're not trying to go for one thing, you usually end off where in a random place. So like a lot of those guys who go off and work for the health industry, and they'll go into, you know, how do we cardiovascular rehab and things like that? How do we, you know, bring people back from heart attacks and collapsed lungs and things like that?
Mm.
They'll maybe happen to work with an athlete and then stumble upon working with a high-class sports team.
Yeah.
And then, so it's opportunity. There's no plan here. You just take every opportunity you can go with, and you might end off somewhere cool. And that's kind of the essence of the course and the career path you'll be taking when you leave.
Yeah.
But a huge amount of people become teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Like a vast majority, like I think half the course will be teachers.
Yeah, what I'm certainly taking from it is it's less about the area you want to go into and more about being diligent and accepting that it mightn't be a very 1-2-3 step and you end up somewhere, that it might be a bit of a zigzag path.
Oh, definitely.
But you know, working hard and just being open, not being afraid of that fact that okay, you mightn't have an exact career the minute you graduate, but you've got the skills there that can let you kind of work anywhere. And then if you want to do further study, you're more than welcome.
Yeah.
So what areas are you loving at the minute?
Again, jack of all trades, master of none. I'm looking, again, my interest is in that kind of performance analysis, you know, stat taking,
great
video analysis. How do you deliver that then to players? You know, how do you get players psychologically ready to receive that criticism,
mm-hmm.
that type of stuff? And then following on from that, kind of the sports psychology, you know, which was kind of why I, you know, chose the degree. You know, this person's going through some really tough stuff at home, or, you know, a lot with elite athletes, it's they're under massive pressure to earn the next paycheck. You know, yeah. they've got family in a town somewhere that they have to try and get out and all this sort of stuff. And it's about, you know, how do we perform in psychology? So it's about how do we take that mental state and that, you know, whatever stuff you're going through, and how do we focus your brain when you're on the pitch to delivering a performance? Which is, I find fascinating, that type of stuff.
Yeah.
And then the last thing, which is just another complete curveball, is that whole kind of bioengineering, genetics.
Sure.
You know, that physiology stuff, that just fascinates me. The complexity of it and the chemistry of it all is just really interesting. So, I don't know, I might go off and do a master's in bioengineering or disease drugs or something in the Netherlands, or I might end off, I don't know, doing sports psychology for some athlete somewhere. I just don't
know. We'll see you covering Paris 2024 in the Olympics. You'll be doing some sort of poach match or post match analysis.
You just don't know. Who knows? You just don't know.
Who knows where it'll bring you?
Like, I know people who are dancers.
Yeah.
You know, and they're looking, because dance has just been made an Olympic sport for Paris.
Paris, yeah.
And they're looking at going there.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, now I wouldn't have the expertise to go.
You're not dancing in Paris 2024?
No. But I wouldn't have the expertise to go and, you know, help them or whatever. But yeah. like someone who's maybe a year or two out of the degree, have kind of gone down a path of sports psychology or something.
Might be able to do that, yeah.
Very quickly, I ring them up and say, because of the connection that I've made, I ring them up and say, here, this guy needs a sports psych. He's going through some problems performing.
Yeah.
And then suddenly that guy's in Paris.
Yeah.
You know, a lot where of did that come from?
Opportunity just present themselves, yeah, and evolve.
Yeah.
Well, Enda, thank you so much for your insight. That's really great for students who are considering sports science and health and aren't sure the path. I think that's a really great way of explaining it. And I think, as I said, the takeaway is hard work and being ready to just have an unpredictable, exciting path through the industry. Any last words of advice for a prospective student? It mightn't be about this course, might be about DCU in general.
Make an informed choice on your CAO.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just choose something.
Do
the research, understand it, talk to a student, talk to a lecturer, get yourself in, keep emailing, find someone to talk to. Because if you don't make an informed choice, you're going to be sitting there 2 years in, halfway through a degree and going, well, I have to get a degree.
Yeah.
You're going to hate
suffering
yourself.
Suffering through it. No. Yeah.
And then, so that'd be one thing, like in science, if you're going to this degree, that'd be a big thing. And yeah, just like if you have... Oh yeah, the last thing, big thing I would say is before any course you do, consider yourself wrong, right? Because I know people who are sitting in lectures beside me, or not even beside me, just around me, or even in anywhere, who go in with an expertise, they've played sports for the last 10 years or whatever, and they have an idea of how they should do things. And this lecturer is coming in and challenging that belief. And what I would say is be open to that new idea. Consider yourself wrong. Exactly. Yeah. Think yourself that you're wrong before you go into it. And that would be a big thing.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you're going to do this course, take this information, pass the course.
And do then, nothing with it. Yeah, not actually know, kind of learn and challenge
you,
yourself.
You could have just, with the information you have now that you believe is correct, you could have just gone and made a career for yourself anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So like, make the informed choice, consider yourself wrong, think of how we're going to develop on this course, and then go from there. That would be my...
An open mind.
Yeah.
Pretty good. And thanks so much for your time. Go back now and analyse another hockey match there when non-stop. You're done. And best of luck. I've no doubt you'll have a fantastic career in this industry. As Enda mentioned, he's on Unibuddy. So if someone maybe has a follow-up question about a career path or a module that you've spotted in the prospectus and you want to learn more about. And as well as that, we'll have an open day coming up in spring, the 2nd of April. So we'd recommend certainly coming to campus, take a look around. It's where you're going to be spending a lot of your time. So make sure that you explore all your options, and we will see you soon.